Well, good morning, everybody, and happy November to you. I trust that everybody had a delightful Halloween, regardless of how you choose or not choose to celebrate it. Ours was, oh, tremendously fun with beautiful weather here in the Northwest, blustering wind and rain in the morning, cleared off, and nothing but blue sky for us to introduce our four-year-old. Of course, dressed up as one of the Frozen characters from the Disney movie Frozen, and hit the outlet mall. And well, the irony of watching your four-year-old gather candy while your almost 16-year-old is gathering job applications. It was quite hilarious, to say the least, and see them both work their magic on the store managers and employees to get the best of both worlds. So two totally different worlds all crammed into one. So again, hope everybody had a wonderful, fantastic October. For Nikan-wise, October shaped up to be an incredible, absolutely incredible month with the introduction of the Kenzen 10-4. And we've been kind of focusing in on that the last few weeks. And today we're going to take a break to, how do I say this the best? Well, Judy Jennings and June Silva, our J Power Women duo this morning, it's a great reminder that even though we could literally, in network marketing companies and traditional companies over the decades, have built huge, huge empires with one product, it's been done numerous times, hundreds of times, although we could do that as Nikan Wellness Consultants, we've been given what we like to call the wellness home. And all of us who have embraced that over the years, adding to our wellness home over a long period of time or up front if the resources are available all in one full swoop, realize and get to enjoy the benefits of that phrase that I heard decades ago, may we never know what we're preventing. And I was just reading a short email this morning from a gal who, longtime friend, Joan Sagawa, down in Sugar Land, Texas, said, you know, it's more comfortable for me to take several of the necklaces, the power band necklaces, and string them together and make a belt. And she's a small Hawaiian, so it works out really well for her. And she said, and it's not as cumbersome and bulky in the summertime, you know, with the heat and the humidity, and it takes care of my back issues. And I thought, you know, that's creative. And then I kept thinking of all the other things that we get to use because we have the Nikan solutions in our home. And, you know, it's when you have them, you use them. And that's exactly what Judy and June are going to share with us this morning, just some fun experiences they've had in the last, maybe I should say month or a little longer than a month. And I guess before we get started and really want to remind everybody that when you have something, you get to get creative and you get to use it. Rather than being quick to run the medicine cabinet and take something that's going to cover up the issue, whether it be a bump, a bruise, a pain, an agony, whatever, it's fun, much more fun to say, hey, let's think about this and let's let the body heal itself. We just need to change the environment that's either on the body or in the body. And when you're looking at sleep, water, air, nutrition, daytime energy, we've got it all covered. So, and as I mentioned, the Kenzen 10-4 is one of those with the daytime energy products. And as I handed a dear friend a stick last night as we bumped into each other, while out and about, she said, I've been reading about that, but I haven't ordered any yet. And I said, well, here you go, but do not take this past 4 p.m. And she said, oh, okay. So anyways, let's start off real quick here with Judy. And I'm going to, if you and June don't mind, I'm going to just banter back and forth between the two of you. I think it'd be fun. And Judy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go to June, and then we'll go back and forth and do that for the next 20 minutes or so and see how much terrific fun we can have.
That's great. I am in Ohio. I am a physical therapist. I did Nikan 15, 20 years ago, Vance, and had a great time with it at that point. I thought I was going to change the world medically because I had so many wonderful testimonies. And then my husband got sick, and I became a caregiver and used the products on him. And now I am back in Nucan again and really, really want to have wellness home, and I want to go into my golden years as healthy as I can be.
And you've done that. So let's and we're going to get into that. And so, June, little background bio on June Silva.
June Silva has a corporate background, got involved with Nucan kicking and screaming as most know via my mom after 2 years of saying no. And that was 17 years ago. I have moved from Florida back to New Jersey and back to Florida in a different part of the state. So I'm used to working long distance. I love Nucan, and I've never really stepped back from it.
Okay. All right. Judy, you took some time off, to use June's words, stepping back. It wasn't that you stepped back. It's simply that when you look at the five pillars of health, a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society, when your husband was, it was dementia, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Diagnosed with dementia, you as a physical therapist took a different role, and that became front and center, and you actually wrote a book on the subject.
I did.
Okay.
Living with Lewy Body Dementia,
okay.
One Caregiver's Personal In-Depth Experience. And it is jam-packed with helpful hints for anybody that finds themselves in the caregiver role.
Okay. And one of the things that always fascinated about me about you, especially in your return recently back to Nucan, is that you never quit. And that's one of the amazing things about those of us who understand the proprietary benefits of what Nucan Solutions have. It's not as if we take everything out of our homes that says Nucan on it. We just continue using it. We just may not be taking more of an active role and introducing it to other people. You're back, and recently you had a little, and I'm not doing it justice when I call it a little hip issue. But
it wasn't a little one. I did a really stupid thing and got my feet caught up somehow and ended up on the pavement at a rest stop in Indiana, and I thought, I've broken my hip. I am down here on the ground. I've broken my hip. I managed to get up. I managed to walk 10 feet to the car, and that was it. I knew I couldn't stand on that leg again, and got an x-ray, and it wasn't broken, but nicely, when I looked in the back of the car, I thought, oh, my whole bag of products is back there. So I was going to go speak at Bloomington Hospital, and I had magnets all over my leg. And I called the lady and said, you better get me a wheelchair, I can't stand. And she did. I did my talk from a wheelchair, got the x-ray, got out of the emergency room, drove myself home in no pain, absolutely no pain. And when I slept through the night with all the products on, and I couldn't stand on it, and it was very painful if I tried to move it, but just at rest, I should have been in great deal of pain. I should have had a lot of swelling. I should have had bruising. The emergency room doctor took a look at my hip, and she said, you fell, and she said, does this hurt? No. Does this hurt? No. And she said, well, then get up and walk, because you aren't broken. You know, you can walk out of here. And I said, you don't understand. I've had magnets on my hip for 5 hours. It isn't going to hurt there, and it isn't going to be bruised. And she just shook her head. She could not believe what she was seeing. And it was bizarre. But I had the products, and I used them.
And your recovery from that has been quite remarkable because, as you described, and I'm glancing back over what you had typed up in an email and sent to me, the pain was pretty intense. And I always have to throw this disclaimer out, because if I don't, somebody will, you know, get upset at me. We don't claim, even though you are a medical professional, There's several of them on the line. We don't make any medical claims. We just seem to see about 100% of the time people, when we use these solutions and use them like you did, you just, okay, wait a second, it's second nature. You know, if you're thirsty, you go get some water. I mean, it's kind of a common sense thing, and you go from there. We're not making a claim saying if you fall and get a hip injury, just go do as Judy Jennings did and you'll be good to go. No. You follow the common sense protocol of getting it checked out and find out nothing's broken. Okay, well, you obviously bruised or did some things, and away you go. And, Judy, I'm curious, and I want to bounce right to June, because then I have to bounce in my email to remind me exactly the details of what June experienced. What specifically, I mean, because you used everything, but was there a, what's the question I want to ask here? The time period, because it's different for everybody. And but for you, your recovery back to 100%, or you maybe still aren't at 100%, but it wasn't overnight. It wasn't instantaneous.
No. I played tennis yesterday.
Okay, and how long has it been since you played tennis?
I think it was 5 weeks.
Okay.
And I was limping all of that time. In fact, I was on a walker for most of the first 3 weeks. Even though I didn't have the pain, I lost strength in my leg, and I had to do physical therapy on my leg to get it to work again. But so it didn't automatically cure me, but it healed the soft tissue. I can't say it healed. It helped my body return to a level of wellness much faster. This could have taken months. This could have taken years. And I know that from experience. I talked to a lady the other day who said she fell in April and she still isn't okay.
So wow.
It really did a good job on me of helping me get back to my 100% state of function.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them in the car, so I used them.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beautiful thing about it is utilizing them. And, you know, I'm reminded of Pat Terry, who shared a few weeks ago with us, having that just that awful. And if you missed that conversation, I would highly encourage you, go to SaturdayAMLive.com and listen to what Pat experienced. I want to say it was on June or July 19th of this summer, having an umbrella on their porch furniture get, you know, propelled up in the air and then come down and harpooning her in the face. Literally, and if it had been one way or the other, it could have killed her or left her permanently blind in that eye. And her immediately grabbing some of the Nikan wellness solutions and going to the emergency room. And anyways, I'm not going to spoil the story, but I encourage you, if you missed that story, you know, check it out. June, Your story is a little different than a hip issue. Yours was more in, you know, as Pat Terry experienced, and the face, we're dealing with going into cataract surgery and then some dental issues.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just tell us about it.
Well, I had my first cataract surgery on a Wednesday, and during the procedure, they happened to hit something, and I wound up with very bad bruising on that particular eye. 3 days later, I woke up in the middle of the night and I came home, and I had my chair ready with the Nikan travel quilt, the Nikan pillow. I had Climac water waiting with a friend so I could drink it as soon as I was, you know, came out of the little semi-recovery room, and came home. I had a shake waiting, took all my nutritionals. So I was putting my body back where, you know, I had lacked for a day or so. 3 days later, in the middle of the night, I woke up with an absolutely horrific tooth problem. And I've had chronic teeth problems. My dentist 7 years ago did a job on me, and I'd been warned that I could possibly lose all of my upper teeth. And so I keep an antibiotic, and I took the antibiotic, and the next morning I had a lot to do, and I had a three-way schedule with two different people, and I started making phone calls, one of which was to Barb Satterwhite, who called me back, And when I told her what was happening, she said to me, June, take 5 lactoferrin. And she recalled hearing on a conference call from Dr. Nadu that when you start an antibiotic, take 5 right away. And I said, as we're speaking, I'm doing that. And she said, take 2 every day for as long as you're on the antibiotic. Long story short, the next morning, which was a Sunday, I woke up and I was like, well, chipmunk, and I had a fever. And I called my dentist and he saw me on a Sunday and he recommended a surgeon the next morning. They started 1 root canal. They went into a 2nd root canal. They lanced the infection and they stopped everything. And bottom line is informed me that I had an acute infection and every upper tooth needed to be pulled. And I said to him, well, I'm scheduled for another cataract surgery in 2 weeks. And he said, oh, no. We're going to have to double your antibiotic and we'll see you in 2 days and the cataract surgery will have to go on hold. So I came home. And once again, I set up the little bed, and this time I had the pillow ready. I had the whole bed. I went in for that at 9 o'clock in the morning. They pulled every tooth. They sent me, they had already given me the prescriptions for the codeine, the additional antibiotics that I would continue, and then some other type of prescription drug with extra Tylenol. And I will say that I did take the extra Tylenol, but I never touched the codeine. And I came home, and I started using the pillow. I took the sheet mask. I put it across the front of my mouth. I continued with the 2 lactoferrin a day. And that was a Wednesday afternoon. My follow-up visit, first follow-up visit, was on Monday with the surgeon. And when I walked in, he said to me, wow. He kept repeating this, and I got a little panicky, and I looked at the nurse, and she said, it's okay, it's a good wow. and the bottom line is I did not have one bit of exterior swelling. Just as a side note, they weren't able to do any type of impressions because the teeth were so bad, they were concerned that they would actually dislodge them in the middle of trying to do any kind of an impression for, you know, future plate. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, the type of infection you had people die from. And he said, to look at you today, and we're looking at 5-6 days, he said, you have absolutely no exterior swelling. I had 55 or 57 stitches. There was no exterior bruising. And he said, I've never in all of my years as a surgeon seen anyone heal the way you have healed. And he said, I've changed my mind. Go ahead and have the secondary cataract surgery as long as your eye doctor approves it. And that afternoon, I had an appointment with my eye doctor to check the other cataract surgery. And he looked at me, he looked at my mouth, he looked at what was going on, he looked at how quickly his bruise had gone away. And he said, yeah, let's just continue. And he said, I can't believe what your body's been through, but I'm giving you the okay.
Jane, and I didn't ask Judy this, and not that it really matters because a guy's not supposed to ask a gal her age, but, you know, when you're young, like our 4-year-old or 13 or almost 16-year-old, the body bounces back pretty quickly. But as we get older, it's not as much. And June, you're a 62, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this just happened a couple weeks ago. And one of the things that I want to remind all of us that we often forget, you know, Dr. Knight Nadu, who has been responsible for developing several nutritionals, was part, when it comes to fighting infection, Dr. Nadu was part of the team that was responsible, going back a few years ago. Those of us in the Northwest remember when the Jack in the Box fast food franchise, there was an outbreak of E. coli. And Dr. Nadu was part of that team that came up with a formulation. Now, they never called it lactoferrin back then, but it's the same proprietary elements that are in the lactoferrin that we have today. Are we making a medical claim and saying that if you take lactoferrin, you can cure and, you know, rid yourself of E. coli? No. But June is a perfect example of how the body can bounce back so quickly when we provide it with the necessary elements of something like this. And if you're not familiar with lactoferrin or what it'll do, jump on the NECAN website. And want to remind everybody, you don't have to go to the library and pull up all the documentation. You can do that. But if you simply go to the shopping cart, right next to the picture of every single NECAN solution, there is a little thing that says details or QRS or QRF. Just click on those things and you'll see all the downloadable information that's available for each thing. June, I want to also ask you, because you did multiple things that are, you know, from the neck up, and for the body to bounce back and heal that quickly, and I'm speaking from experience, exactly a month ago today on October 1st, going in for what I thought was going to be a root canal, and because of the infection and because of the other issues, the tooth got yanked. So I know exactly, I mean, with 100% empathy, what you walked through. But I only had one, and you had 8 teeth pulled.
Oh, no, I had 11 teeth pulled.
Oh, excuse me, 11.
Makes for a much better story.
Yeah, let's get our numbers correct, Vance.
I mean, yeah, really, Vance. We're going to go through this. Let's go.
But I know, and I know with Judy's background and experience and what her journey with her husband and going through all these different things, it's fascinating how the body will respond. Looking back for both of you, and let me bounce back to Judy here. Looking back at just the last few weeks with you, and knowing what your friend you had said had injured herself last April, were you pleasantly surprised or shocked, or did you think that, Judy, your body would bounce back the way it has for you to play tennis again? And I know June plays tennis, but Judy, were you kind of shocked?
Yes, I was. No, I wasn't shocked, because I expected to be able to play tennis in 2 weeks. That's how much confidence I had in the products. When I had to cancel my membership to the Plex for a month, I was really disappointed that the products didn't work faster.
Okay.
I expected them to. And I've had surgeries, I've had mouth stuff, I've had hundreds of wonderful, wonderful testimonies that I believe the products work. I mean, I don't reach for aspirin. I reach for some kind of a holistic product whenever there's something that goes wrong, and I just expect them to work. And I am 69. I don't think I look it. I do everything that I did when I was in my 40s and 50s, and I do attribute that to the fact that I have tried to take responsibility for my health and anticipate that I will be doing that for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully playing tennis for 20 more years.
And you've been playing tennis for how many years now?
Oh, since I was 22.
Okay, so a couple decades here. And June, for you, this is a new hobby for you.
Yeah, I took up tennis 4 years ago, and I took up golf 8 months ago, but not on a consistent basis. And I started back to tennis, and I wound up playing singles, and I won every single game in the last 2 weeks, and I'm playing up against people that have been playing 15, 20 years. And I just played this morning, and I played golf last week for the first time in a month and a half, and I got a birdie. So I was, like, pretty thrilled. And one thing I think it's important to also add, I shared this with you, Vance, as I was just recovering from the second eye surgery, I have a mom who lives on her own. She's 83 years old, but she took a horrific fall, hit her head on the concrete, and I spent the entire evening in the emergency room with her. She also uses all the NECAN products. They were amazed. She is quite badly still bruised and does have some swelling. And then I am the caretaker of an aunt that has now full-blown Alzheimer's. And 3 days later, I was back in the emergency room with her and have to, in the past week and a half, make arrangements for a full-time caretaker until she moves up north on the 13th with her children of November. So I really haven't had time to just kind of say, okay, you know, this is my time, I'm recovering. And I'm not, I mean, I'm proud that I can keep doing it. I'm not getting sick. I'm continuing to improve. I feel good. I'm not getting sick. But I'm on a roller coaster of just all the things that need to be done with attorneys and doctors and packing and, you know, just making those arrangements within, you know, less than a week of the second surgery.
Yes,
so,
and go ahead, Judy.
Stress is huge. It can wipe out health in a caregiver extensively. I mean, it can take 10 years off of someone's life. And our products do help with stress. It doesn't mean that the stress goes away, but it can help sleep. It can help keep the vitality up. I love the Vital Balance. The first 3 days that I was home, I didn't have anybody with me, and it took me a half an hour on one day to get into the kitchen to sit in a rolling wheelchair, my desk chair, to get something to eat. So I packed myself a whole bunch of the Vital Balance in little containers and a lot of water bottles, and I brought them into the bedroom, and that's what I ate for 3 days. And I lost weight, which was great, but I stayed healthy. I stayed vital. I stayed functioning. And I think that if I had had the Vital Balance when Dean was sick, he probably would have been better in his latter months. You can't have stress. You've got to do whatever you can to let your body not deal with that.
And that's go ahead, June.
I was going to agree. What I did in preparation of everything is I made like a week or 2 weeks supply and put them in glass bottles, which you don't fill all the way when you're going to freeze them. And I put them in the freezer so I was ready with the Vital Balance, because I knew with the teeth I wouldn't be able to eat for several days. I mean, I'm still not able to eat with, you know, regular food. We're working on them now. But, you know, just feel the overall surgeries. You know, you really don't feel like anything when you first come home. And I jokingly told Lance, people were bringing me over, like, Checkers shakes, McDonald's shakes, you know, all the fast food shakes. And I'm like, no, thank you. I've got these shakes, and these are really good.
Yeah, when anybody mentions the word shakes, I start going into the flashback as an 11-year-old, which was three decades ago, of being in the Oregon burn unit and craving water because I was thirsty. And all the nurses kept telling me, no, water doesn't have any calories. We have a milkshake machine. We can make you a shake. And I'm going, I don't want a flippin' shake. I just want some water. Because I've not really ever had that sweet tooth. I guess I was warped as a kid, but I wanted water because that's really what my body was craving, but they wouldn't ever let me have it. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing for what both of you are talking about, because if we provide the body, change the environment, and give it what it needs rather than what we, you know, think we want or what other people are trying to give us, the comfort food. And a perfect example is the Kenzen 10-4. It provides, if we're looking for an energy boost or something to sustain us, when you just look at the ingredients compared to what else is out there or what we're used to of, well, I'll have a donut. That'll give me a rush, and it tastes so good. Well, you know, I was shocked, and not really shocked, but when our oldest yesterday said, Daddy, will it negate the benefits of the 10-4 if I mix it up as tea? And I said, you know, I asked that question to Dave Johnson last week, and he said, you know, you're gonna lose a little bit of the chlorophyll. And she said, well, what's chlorophyll? And I said, well, that's what's in the jade green enzymes. And I said, but as far as the other benefits, no, not so much, according to him. And I said, do you mix it up really hot boiling water? And she said, no, warm. And she said, taste it. It tastes really good this way. And I took a sip, and I said, you know, kiddo, you're right. My biggest worry is that she's going to go through a box a week, and our auto ship volume is going to boost, which is not a bad thing. But one final question of both you ladies, and that is, I always like to remind us all that, you know, as great as what Nikan has given us, if we don't, we're very selfish if we keep it to ourselves. And I know for both of you that this has enhanced and just reaffirmed your belief in what Nikan's given us. Do you find it difficult? And here's my final question. Do you find it difficult to not become a zealot and just, you know, vomit these amazing stories all over people?
Yes. It's hard not to do that. And it sort of blows my mind that people say, well, maybe it works for you, but it doesn't work for me. And I'm at a place now where I'm not quite as much of a zealot in vomiting on people as I was 20 years ago. But I'm more patient with them. Well, try this. Try this. Maybe this will work. Don't give up on it, because you deserve to be healthy in your later years. And it seems that that's registering with people now more than it was when I was just so overbearing with them 20 years ago.
Okay. June, for you?
I find that I'm doing more sharing, and more sharing from the heart. As an example, like when people come in to visit me, they can see the waterfall. They're drinking the water. I'm doing it more in a way of, well, you see what's happening with me. I mean, I spoke, what, about a year ago when I quit smoking on your call, and had quit, you know, for now almost 2 years, and now, you know, I haven't gained weight. So people see what's going on, and then I'll turn around and I'll say, well, you know, you've watched what's going on in my life. Would you like this to go on in your life? And, you know, which would you prefer? And I can't remember, I heard this on a conference call, I read it, you know, a wellness home or a nursing home. And so I guess in a way I'm doing it a little bit differently. I like the word gentle sharing. And it's easy because people are in my wellness home. I recently emptied the filter and changed it. It was disgusting, and I decided to save it because I have carpeting in my house and we have sugar canes. So you open the window in Florida and, you know, the sugar cane stuff comes in. And so I just do that. I show it to people. And by showing, they see. When they see me back out on the tennis court so quickly, they get it. And when they see that my game's improved and I'm playing even better than I played before, they get it. Mm-hmm. And so I say, well, I'm wearing this bracelet. Would you like to try it? And I won't groan. I'll just let them use it during the game, and then I want it back.
Yeah.
I will not try that on a regular basis.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's one of the beautiful things. And our family, because of, you know, maybe I'll blame it on Dennis and Ruth Williams, when they introduced us to Nikan more than two decades ago, it was never about loaning to see if it'll work for you. We know if the person's breathing, these solutions will work. If they're not breathing, as my dad always says, they need to go talk to somebody else or seek, you know, medical advice. But if they're breathing, if it's a living system, plant, animal, human, this stuff is from the earth. This is an earthing technology. It's a grounding technology. There's a lot of new buzzwords that are floating around there, out there. But, you know, we do deserve to be healthy in our latter years. Thank you for Judy, for that reminder. And wellness home or nursing home, I spent some time in a rehabilitation facility this week, and it really is an eye-opening experience to see people that are, for you ladies, both of your ages, and to see them having full-time 24-hour care that they shouldn't have to. But what led up to that, I don't know, every person's story. But what we can do is surround the body with proprietary elements like this and put in the body. And it's so much more fun to take this route. So I know there's a lot of questions that have probably come up. Well, what did you do? How did you use it? I think the answer to the questions that I would have is you just use everything at our disposal and play with it. Have fun. Again, use that common sense medicine approach. And I would encourage those of you who are listening to this conversation, use that approach. We used to always say, you know, if pick the pad the size of the hurt and put it on, and when the hurt goes away, take it off. And we still get to do that today, whether it's a MagFlex or one of our Super Mini, you know, Band-Aid magnets. Or, I mean, I did that after, you know, I went in for my dental procedure a month ago. As soon as I walked out of the dentist's office, I stuck one of the Band-Aid magnets on my cheek, and then I found myself putting one of the power chips, sticking it to it, because it would stick. The two magnets would stick together, so here I had this huge power chip stuck to the side of my face. Of course, when you got a four-year-old, it's difficult to let it stay there because she just wants to pull it off and keep looking at Daddy because Daddy's got an owie. But that's the beauty of it. So, again, Judy Jennings, physical therapist from the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and then June Silva, corporate background from, I want to say, Florida and Jersey. But what part of Florida are you in again, June?
Currently Boynton Beach, Florida,
Boynton Beach, below
West Palm.
Okay. And so thank you, ladies, both of you, because I think this has been an encouragement to me, and I know it's been an encouragement to our listeners. And if you missed part of the interview or you think, man, I could share this, I really want to share this with my friend or my aunt or whomever, www.saturdayamlive.com. www.saturdayamlive.com is where we post all the recordings. And if you missed Dr. Gary Linder from last week, either on this call or on Dave Johnson's call, both of those links to those recordings are on that site as well. So, Judy, June, thank you so, so very much.
It was fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. All right. Goodbye, everybody. I do have some announcements if you want to hang tight, but I'm going to tie a bow on this. So, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.